schools are not working. Accept the responsibility for your own education. Schools and tests are so tightly connected that it is not possible to fix schools without collapsing the test industry. Tests and professional careers are so tightly knit that it may actually be more difficult to get a job with a real education. But real education is so critical to our development that it must override all those other concerns. If a career calls for a decade of fake education, then it is not a very healthy career. Passing useless tests requires matching knowledge. That knowledge will be disconnected and of low quality. We need real knowledge, as it will make us stronger, more creative, and wiser. Until schools provide real and positive results, they cannot be treated seriously. Real knowledge is far too important to partake in educational fairy tales. Above all, real knowledge is about reality. Every scientific institution and society immediately becomes a friend. Second of all, the entire world is suffering from poverty. Real education leads students to become independent entrepreneurs. And overall, real education helps students grow up in reality and take note of all the world's problems that they should fix when they grow up. Problems such as climate change, pollution, mass incarceration, corruption, exploitation, and war. The world belongs to the younger generations. Their brightest hopes are our most important orders. No student wishes to witness ecosystem collapse or mass extinction. They do not wish for prisons where there should be schools, or under-the-table deals by men who are about to be completely forgotten by history. They do not wish to see one nation taking advantage or letting down another. And certainly no one wishes for nations to misguide their children into unavoidable wars. Concepts like college entrance exams, or grades, or GPA, or career choice and retirement plans are just not important when compared to real problems. Providing real education to the younger generation is our duty as human beings. And there is no time to sit around and talk about slight improvements to what has already been broken for a century. Results are needed now. Especially where poverty, climate change, and the unforeseen, such as the pandemics, are concerned. Organized education had a chance to correct their ways, and instead they invented standardized testing to oil their machinery further. A change is required now. A change made possible by the internet and smartphones and the World Encyclopedia. What would take one person a lifetime to build will take thousands of volunteers a short time indeed. We have seen great advancements in the way complex subjects can be introduced. We need to learn from science popularizers like Carl Sagan and all the amazing and inspired educators that hope to teach for real. We have to create an open, uncensored world curriculum that will help the younger generations learn from middle school on to no end. There should be as many paths through as there are students, Everyone is interested in different things in a different sequence and at a different pace. There will be no grades, just areas of interest and contribution where the like-minded can build open communities, where community-reviewed employers can search for talent in specific areas of interest. Schools had a chance to lead, and now they will have to follow. All the lectures and presentations will be available under public domain. The issues that fake education contributed to, and real education can easily fix, are far too many and far too miserable to mention. Not to mention the ridiculousness and the childlike thinking required to concoct the fantasy of lecture, test, GPA, entrance exam, and career. The betrayal of students must end now. No one is to be tricked into thinking that they are unintelligent so that they can be removed out of their way. And no one is to be stressed into an unhealthy or unbalanced life because they can't handle the unforgivable debt, the mindless memorization, and endless broken promises and lies. If you can, help the world build the new curriculum by both participating in its development and laying down your own educational path so that others may follow the curriculum you leave behind. We are each an extremely intelligent being, and when our intelligence is fueled by real, functional, integrated knowledge long enough, it will ignite into a great wisdom and intellectual independence. Learn. Learn at your own pace, in the sequence that satisfies your curiosities best. Learn to no end. And when you are ready, become an entrepreneur and set yourself free from unforgivable debt and poverty. Until real schools exist, schools that show real results, you must accept the responsibility for your own education.